Blog Talk Radio.
Good to know.
Stop.
tonight, we're getting ready to talk about what's going on in our city, that they're pushing these people that coming in our city. And those people in our city that's coming in, they have nowhere to stay, nowhere to sleep, but they're stacking them in our community. You know, McCarthy, what happened in the White House, the people went with him and they kicked him out as a speaker, but the people of America know that he did the right thing. The people of America know that he opened up the door. And what I'm saying to you today, all is well. All is well. And what I'm saying to you today, God have opened up the door for us and for us to walk upright. Ashe, our ancestor crossed over our ancestors. And I believe our ancestors now are talking to us. Tell us what's going on. Tell us what's happening. And every door closed will be opened up. So what I'm saying tonight, we in a situation now where doors is open up. We're in a situation now where we need to stick together as people. You know, one of the things that's going on now is what's happening throughout this country. And that's the thing that happened. God bless you. Every letter, every telephone call. And I want to tell you, Sister Mary, Bertha came to me in the spirit realm to say all is well. So the door is open up for us to do some things and for us to walk together and for us to let doors open up for us. And we got to continue work together as people to make things work. To you tonight, the crisis in this country is a web because of the governor, because of the mayor, and because of politics all the way in Washington. That they putting all these people in here, and they giving them shoes, they giving them money, and they didn't do that to the black man. And the mayor needs to get somewhere to sit down. And he holding this stuff up. Now, what I'm saying to you, that we cannot put these people nowhere, and we ain't nowhere. We got people sleeping under bridges for years. They don't open up schoolhouses. They didn't give money. Everything. People started coming in. Two more buses came in today. Four buses coming in tomorrow. So this is kind of negativity. And going into the Halloween month, I say our ancestors coming. But I want you to understand this tonight. God is still in control. Tonight, as I come tonight, sometimes you depressed. Sometimes you lost loved ones. And you saying, Bishop, I'm all stretched out. I don't know what to do. They're bringing people in, giving them food stamps, giving them money, and putting them in housing that you couldn't get in. We still on the list waiting to get a house. But they bring these people directly from Texas and putting them in houses. This is the ratio that I see that's going on. I see a ratio going on. I see is a racial situation going on with our people, our black folks, is not able to get the resources that these people getting just coming over through the desert. Some of them got diseases. There's a closed one police station now called everybody in the city had the scabies. People ain't bathing. People sleeping outside. And this is the kind of stuff that we letting go on here in Chicago and other places. We're getting ready. This is the first month, getting ready for Halloween. And Halloween is a pagan holiday, whether you want to know it or not. There's nowhere in the Bible where it talk about Halloween. It's resurrecting people out of the cemetery. You might be walking down the street, somebody knock on your door. Last year, a lady had people, she lived by the cemetery, and every night somebody knock on her door. And I told her, don't answer that. And I want to tell you, you're going to be able to see some things this month. You're going to be able to experience some things this month. The floods and the storm is coming back to back because man have turned his back away from God. And Mama Jo said that if my people that are called by his name, humble themselves and pray, turn from their wicked ways, God will heal the land. Do you want God to heal you and your family? Sometimes you can't tell your family. They don't understand. Sometimes you have to go to God in secret prayer. Fall down on your knees and tell God what's going on. Right now we got racism. We got mass robbing that's going on. Crooked politicians. Crooked preachers. So where we at? We have to look to God. We have to make our mind up that we're going to call on the Almighty, Ashe, our ancestor. I want to tell you, Sister William, that called, all is well. I see, Pat, you have called and said, Bishop, how do my mother see you, Pat? Your mother wants you to continue in school and get your degree in the spirit realm. That's what she wants you to do. And don't let nothing separate you from what she got for you. Now, if you got somebody in the spirit world tonight that you want to reach out to, all you got to do is press 1 and your hand will come up. And I talk to you, I go to spirit world and tell you about that. Because this is the rest of this month, we're crossing over with the ancestors. We're talking to the people in the spirit world. Man told me that he was walking down the street. The man was walking behind him. And he looked and the man disappeared. You're going to see a lot of that. Spirits that they calling up out the cemetery. They calling demons out of cemetery. They calling murders out of cemetery. And tomorrow, cut your phone off. Let your phone stay off for half a day because they finished some kind of test. They told me about it. But I want to tell you tonight, all is well. And get ready for God to give you a divine blessing. And, you know, it's like this. You got to get ready for God to bless you and your family. Now, this is going on. This is the first month of the get ready, because this is Halloween, and Halloween is a pagan holiday. It's a holiday of the devil. That's what it is. And people doing all this stuff, and they're gonna put on costumes looking like the demons, and they're going to draw them demons from the cemetery, and they're going to walk the street late at night. You're going to see them. Then you're going to see lots of accidents. I see a train having an accident. I see two buses sliding together. These are some of the spirits which is being drawn by that negative energy, white magic over black magic. So I see a lot of white magic going on, and it's drawing a lot of negativity. I want you to know that tonight. I want to thank you, Sister Mona, God bless you, called me and said, pray for her. Mona, I'm praying for you and your family, and I want to tell you, it's going to be all right. You know, I want to let you know that it's time for you to stand up and take a stand with God. And once you take a stand with God, he's going to work everything out. He's going to work it out. Y'all don't hear me. He's going to work it out.
Yeah.
work it out for you, because you can't work it out yourself. So let God work it out for you and your family, and let God bring you to the next level. I'm praying tonight for many of you that are lost and need some help. All is well, and get ready for God to carry you to the next level. You're going to hear about some things that you never heard about this month. Planes, trains, all kind of negative stuff happening, because people study calling for those spirits of evil to come out. And children, you're going to hear about molesting the children, kidnapping. Now, y'all get ready, and then you're going to see storms back-to-back, flood back-to-back, lightning hitting planes, and people being struck by lightning. Because why, Bishop? Because people have turned away from God. I share our ancestor. I call our ancestor tonight, Mother Frances, in the spirit world, have come to me. Brother Wayne in the spirit world come all as well. Now, I see people in the spirit world that's coming back and forth. Now, all that dirt that Trump did, he's getting caught up with it now. You know, all that stuff, they taking money, doing all that stuff. The Republicans fighting each other. One thing about McCarthy, he passed the bill where the people get paid and get food stamps. Now, they can kick him out if he wants to, but I think the people of America looking that this man did the right thing. He didn't deal with the party. He deal with helping folks. And I feel that's a crown on his head, and he'll be blessed for that. Ashe. Now, I want to tell you tonight, if you, I'm going to 8138 and see what you have to say tonight. This is crossing over with our ancestors. 8138, do you have something to say?
No.
I got a message from you for you.
Okay.
Psalm 78 and Psalm 56 is something you asking God for. Your mother come in the queue, so you will receive it. Okay. And I want you to know there's a brand new child, brand new baby in the family. You don't know about it yet, but it will be coming forth. Okay.
Wow.
That's your prophecy. That's what I see for you. Sister Deborah Ann, I want to tell you, Sister Deborah, your mother, Sister Lena Mae Anderson, told me to tell you, Deborah Ann, for you to get the family together and stop being wishy-washy and stop fighting and come together with the family. And that's what she wants you to do, to come together with the family and get the family together. Ashe. Now, sometimes you feel like that you're having a hard time. Sometimes you got to let God direct you, and you got to let God direct your path. You can't do it by yourself, Pearl. And I know somebody want to call you and talk to you, but you don't need to get involved with them people. And it's your sister. You know what I'm talking about. And there's too much going on with that. I want to tell you tonight, Brother Wayne, the job gonna open up for you that you asked him, not seeing him, it's gonna open up. Psalms 59, and Psalms 65. I see a breakthrough tonight, Shane. I see the ancestors, and I want you to know, if you got a need tonight, plant that seed. Yeah, somebody need to plant, got a need, you need to plant a seed. Stop holding money. That means you don't get none because you won't plant a seed to the ministry. And when you seed, shakedown, prison together is going to run over. When you seed, you're going to get a harvest. I believe in seeding. You plant, it's harvest time now. It's harvest time. You know, back in the day, the people that farmed, they left a corner of corn in their patch. They left that in there. And that was their feeding to anybody could go out to the cotton patch or cornfield, get them, because they left a corner, each corner of whatever they cooked, whatever they did, and they left it there. But the night is the night where God just breathed on me. Sometimes you need the Spirit of the living God to breathe on you. Rex, no, back in the day, somebody had to say, I'm going to trust God. Now, we got people sleeping in the police station. We got people sleeping on the tents. We got people is getting money and doing everything with it, what they're supposed to do. But I want to tell you, God is getting ready to open up a door. And that door, I'm praying for you, Bright Star. I just see you popped up. All is well. I want to tell you, Jimmy Lee, it's going to be all right for you. And Sadie, I'm praying for you tonight. I want to tell you, Sister Cookie, I'm praying for you tonight. Lorraine, I'm praying for you that your healing will come quick, fast, and in a hurry. Whatever you need, a breakthrough. Daryl Spann, praying for you tonight. All is well. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. And Prophet John used to say, everything is in divine order. I want you tonight to reach up for God. The bishop, I need to know that God is with me, but you got to be with him. Some of you try to make moves and don't check with God. Some of you try to do things and throw a rock and hide your hand. God is that seeing almighty God. He see all, he know all. And I want to tell you, this year, this month, you're going to hear for some things this month. It's going to make international news. You're going to see earthquakes, storms. You're going to see sighting of UFOs. Let me say it again. You're going to see UFOs. You're going to see it in the Midwest over east. You're going to see it down south and up north. I'm talking about flying saucers, UFOs. This is the year for you to see it. Now, I want to tell you, you're going to hear people knocking on your door. Don't answer your door. those spirits are being loosened out of the cemetery because they're calling them out. And when you call spirits, you got to know how to send them back. Okay? Now, if they don't know how to send them back, the spirit's coming. And the spirit will damn up things, cut things along. They will make you kill yourself. They will tell you, go and stand in front of that train. And you look around, ain't nobody there. Because those spirits are being called. They calling them out. The witches, the warlocks, the demon spirit, the murdering spirit, the molesting spirit, the robbing. They out there. In all that ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. And I want to tell you that you ought to be on your way to God. Make your mind up that you want God to direct your path. I know tonight the prodigal son finally made it home, but the daddy didn't throw him out. Killed the fattest calf. Put a purple ring on his hand on the road. This is my son that was lost, but he now found. Then when the Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, we're not going to bow. They stood on principles. They stood on what they know with God. And I want to tell you tonight, if you stand on principle, God will heal that cancer. The lady called me earlier and said her mama got a hole in her stomach and they don't look for the lid. I immediately began to pray to give it to God. And sometimes you got to give it to God. The old folks, they didn't have no hospitals to go to. They didn't have no aspirin to take. They didn't have no Tylenol to take. They fell on their knees with prayer and anointed themselves with olive oil. And I want to tell you tonight, somebody got a hurting in their side. I just felt it. We know Ford is on scrap, and most of these companies are going to scrap because the big executives don't want to pay no money. And the government bailed them out 3 years ago. They were going bankrupt. The government bailed those people out to keep the plants open. Now the plants can stay open, but they want to stop. One of the things I'm saying tonight, God is in control. And whatever you think, whatever you pushing, reason it ain't working because you have not made up your mind that you're going to really serve God. And some of you say, well, I need to leave Chicago. Let me tell you something. You ain't going to find no better place in Chicago, in Michigan, Minnesota. The lady out at Las Vegas, scared the Hoover Dam going to dry up. I told her if he was in Chicago, in Michigan, he would never got to worry about no water up in Minnesota. You got to stay where life at. You got to stay where God is blessing you. God is giving you a lease on life. Some of you right now, it seems like you don't know what you're going to do. But I want to tell you, God will open up every door that's been closed. God will open it up for you. And if you let the Spirit of God move on you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I just feel God going to do something special in your life. You don't come too far. Let the devil block you. And I want to tell you, God is able to bless you tonight. Father God, we come at this hour, body, mind, soul, and spirit. This is a crossroad of our ancestors. Bob, I want to say to you, Bob, your father and mother said stay in school. Thank you, kind spirit.
With all my heart, with all my soul, and all my strength. I love him because he first loved me. I love him because he purchased my salvation way back on Calvary. And I say this all the time. I'm on my way to heaven. Enjoying the trip. I'm having a good trip. And wouldn't take nothing. Oh my God. I wonder have you ever found the need when you were burdened, and there might have been people around you, but nobody that you could talk to. Has there ever been a time like when everybody in the house was asleep? And because of the need in your life, you found yourself talking to God. Now you know there's one trend of thought that God don't hear you and God don't talk back. But I know that's not right. I talked to him this morning. And sometimes you have to be still and know. Hello, anybody here feel like talking back to me? Sometimes mama's there, father's there, husband, wife is there, children around, but you can't talk to them. Because they don't understand the situation. You can't talk to friends because they mean well, but they just have a gossiping nature. Before you can hang up, your good friend called his good friend. And then his good friend called his other friend. And when it gets back to you, you're crushed. Sometimes you just have to deal with God in the stillness of your life. We sing a song here in the temple that says, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. And sometimes you just have to ask God, Lord, let it breathe on me. I'll be all right if the breath of the Lord would just breathe on me. I'm like the writer that says, you don't have to make no special trip to bless me. But while you're next door blessing my neighbor, do not ask me about. It's kind of old-fashioned. But this was my choice. All the writers have had a song. I reach way back and way back. Young folk won't know it, but some of the older people might remember the word. It just simply says,
thank you.
Sometimes you got to let God loosen some things up. I'm praying tonight for many of you.
And before you can really get down into the midst of your sleep, the problem that you've been dealing with that come up on your mind, it'll wake you up, but then you turn to one side of the bed and you just whisper, Jesus. And while you're with the Jesus, you feel the Spirit of the Lord
moving.
Move from the foot of your bed. And it comes up the side of the bed and up the way you are. And the tears start flowing and joy starts ringing. And a little voice whispers and says that it's going to be all right. Don't worry about it. Don't give up. Hold on.
Go after you. Pearl Williams. I'm glad for you, sister. Sister Yvonne. Sometimes you got to let God breathe on you and let God turn some things loose for you. And I just want you to know tonight, as we call over our ancestors, as we hold to the truth, that God gonna open up that door for you. And when God opens that door for you, that's gonna be a breakthrough. So get ready for God to do it. He's the light of the world. Bishop J. Miles Moore, coming my spirit. Bishop Rawls, Ben Rawls of Baton Rouge. Prophet L. K. Johnson. Reverend J. L. Cox. Berto. Those are coming vibrations tonight. The spirit lets you know all is well.
Thank you.
beautiful life.
It's a beautiful life.
Fifth Third Bank has no hidden fees.
Fifth Third Better means no hidden fees.
We got the
Hodge handles the driving.
In the memory of my father, Reverend C.L. Franklin, and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, I'd like to sing one of his favorites, a song that he'd always request, a song with long, strong arms that rocked him in the cradle of ages.
Precious.